The 45th Annual Badger State Invitational Wrestling Tournament was held in December at Stoughton High School, and for the first time, it included a separate division for girls. With more girls taking part in wrestling around the state, there's been an increased push for creating an official division under the WIAA that would let female wrestlers compete against each other throughout the season, including at the state tournament. Mel Dow is the athletic director at Stoughton High School, and he helped organize the Badger State Invitational. Mel, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
Alexa Flores was the champion of her weight class at that tournament. She's a senior at Madison La Follette High School, and the latest wrestling rankings places her at 14th in the class nationwide. She's in the studio with us. Alexa, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Alexa, let's start with you. What first drew you to wrestling?
Well, for 3 years before I started wrestling, I had watched my brothers wrestle, and I always had the itch, but I never really pursued it until I started seeing Ronda Rousey. You know, she started getting really big, and I was like, Dad, I want to do that. And he said, all right, well, first you have to start wrestling so that you get a strong base for something before we can pursue anything else. So, like, the next day I was right in the gym practicing with the guys at La Follette.
So you've been doing that for almost 4 years. What's that been like for you?
It's been really good. You know, I have a lot of support behind me, like my coach Dante Sciro, Jim Radwell, and then my previous coach, Gary Skiles, and all the teammates are awesome, and my parents. So.
And what about your friends? What have they had to say about it?
I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of, they think it's cool and unique, and I guess they see it more than I do, but yeah.
And Mel, what's the feeling of among coaches about creating a girls' division?
You know, it's actually growing in popularity. I just got back into town from a meeting up at the WI office where it was one of the topics of discussion that's taking place in the state, and it was very encouraging to hear the positive response. I gave a breakout report on how our tournament went down here in Stoughton, and, you know, we're one of many states in the United States that are looking at adding a girls' division. There are currently seven across the country that actually have a girls' division within their high school programming. And we're pretty confident that if this moves forward, it'll help us grow the numbers in the sport.
Mel, why do you think there is growing interest among girls to wrestle?
I feel girls see it as a viable way for them to be active. Our girls are competitive, and they're looking for an avenue for them to excel. At the national and international level, our women's programming has really taken off here in the United States, and we've had some incredible role models, and young women in our country are following that lead.
How many girls are taking part in wrestling in Wisconsin today? Do we have a sense of the numbers?
The final numbers are not in, but we know that, there were over 150 girls that signed up for their high school wrestling teams this past winter. We're still waiting to see what the final number of girls that actively involved in wrestling is for the year. We know that both with boys and girls, those that sign up and those that actually finish out the season and compete is a different number. In our tournament here at Stoughton that day, we had 37 girls competing. We had 44 sign up, but for various reasons, only 37 competed. And at the time, that was what we figured to be over a quarter of the girls in the state competed.
Mel Dow is the athletic director at Stoughton High School, and he helped organize the Badger State Invitational for wrestling in December. And Alexa Flores is a senior at Madison La Follette High School, and she was the champion of her weight class at that wrestling tournament. And Alexa, I want to turn back to you. You've competed against both boys and girls. Are there different strategies that you use depending on who you're wrestling against?
I would definitely say yes. I mean, wrestling with the guys, they biologically, like, have a lot more upper body strength and stuff like that, so girls have to more rely on their technique more and making sure that we get in on a shot and, you know, finish with it right away. And some moves you can't really necessarily do on girls because they're very flexible and they can squirm out really easily. So it's just interesting to see the different styles, per se.
Have you noticed boys wrestling against you differently than they do against other boys? Do they have to make those same kind of adjustments when they're wrestling you?
I would say yes, but, you know, there's different types of wrestlers, so, you know, one, they could come out just the same. And some people, they're kind of antiquated, and they see, like, oh, a girl, it'll be an easy match, or, you know, and it's just good to go at them and, you know, prove them wrong.
So, Mel, what needs to happen to actually create a separate wrestling division for girls in the state?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why we're trying to pilot these four tournaments across the country, is to demonstrate that there is an interest in our female population in order to have it. You know, as school districts and the WIA, we have to find that balance between what is wanted and what is able to be afforded. And it's not necessarily just financially, but just feasibly, you know, to be able to host a division that can support. And, you know, this initial piloting of this is hopefully going to entice more young ladies to say, you know what, I did wrestle when I was younger, and if there's an avenue for me, we can start getting them to draw into their programs and participate. But, you know, I think we just need more numbers, more people to participate. I think the overwhelming support's going to be there. We just have to demonstrate that it's going to have some sustainability to move forward.
And, Alexa, you're graduating this year, so if there is a new division created, you will have graduated and won't take part in that. But do you think it's important for girls to have their own division to be able to compete in?
For sure. I think that with the pilot of this program and other programs, hopefully it'll be substantial, and that the numbers of girl wrestlers will flourish and then create different opportunities and avenues for wrestling in college, and just having that opportunity for girls to be on a more equal platform.
Do you think there are other girls your age or maybe a little older who, if they had seen girl wrestlers, might have thought, oh, that's a sport I'd like to get into?
Definitely. I have people that talk to me, like younger people who want to, and I just tell them, go ahead. And other people are like, dang, you know, I only had a guys wrestling team. I wish I could have done that. So, yeah, just having the opportunities there will definitely increase the numbers.
And Mel, as a coach, what do you see as the most important reasons to have an actual separate division?
Opportunity and equality. I was fortunate enough that back when I was a collegiate wrestler myself, we were one of the first, and many claim that we were the first college program to have a female wrestler in Jackie Berube up in UW La Crosse in the early 90s. And she went on and she competed at the international level for the United States. And so, you know, it's been something that it's just been part of who I am naturally, because it was how I came up through the sport. And, you know, that's what we want to do, is we want to provide opportunities for kids to receive the benefits of all sports. But with one this particular, is now that it's such a large Olympic movement, why not provide it?
And Mel, as a coach, do you find yourself needing to give girls different types of encouragement just because this is a newer sport for them and they might not have as much support from people around them who think maybe girls shouldn't be wrestling, or they're just not used to the idea yet?
Well, you know, each situation is a little bit different. Everybody needs a little different type of encouragement, a little bit type of coaching, and that's both on and off the mat. We are seeing young ladies that are coming in that are well more seasoned than even some of the young men on the team, especially with Alexa. She's an incredible athlete, and she does a great job out there. So there are some coaching points that she doesn't need that some young men new to the sport will need. So, you know, that's one of the unique things about the sport, is it's so independent, but, you know, you need a support cast around you to succeed.
And Alexa, what do your brothers think of you following in their footsteps?
I don't know. It's just kind of the whole family's involved, so we cheer each other on. And, you know, when my brothers are out there, my heart starts beating just as much as when I'm on the mat. So I think everyone around me is very supportive, so I love it.
And once you finish with high school, do you think you'll find ways to continue, like you said, maybe doing mixed martial arts and things like that?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, the avenue's there for me with my coach, Dante Scarrow. He's an MMA as well. But also staying involved with the Lancer Youth Wrestling Club that we have, and maybe even being more involved in that. So, yeah.
Well, Alexa, thanks so much for being here, and good luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you very much.
And Mel, thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
Mel Dow is the athletic director at Stoughton High School, and Alexa Flores is a senior at Madison La Follette. They joined us to talk about the possibility of creating a girls' wrestling division in Wisconsin.